Raconteurs Audio, in association with Spoken Realms, present Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf, read by Helen Lloyd. From Cymbeline by William Shakespeare. Fear no more the heat of the sun, nor the furious winter's rages. Thou thy worldly task hast done, home art gone, and ta'en thy wages. Golden lads and girls all must, as chimney sweepers, come to dust. 1. Mrs. Dalloway said she would buy the flowers herself, for Lucy had her work cut out for her. The doors would be taken off their hinges, Rumpelmeyer's men were coming. And then, thought Clarissa Dalloway, what a morning, fresh, as if issued to children on a beach. What a lark, what a plunge, for so it had always seemed to her, when with a little squeak of the hinges, which she could hear now, she had burst open the French windows and plunged at Boughton into the open air. How fresh, how calm, stiller than this, of course, the air was in the early morning. Like the flap of a wave, the kiss of a wave, chill and sharp, and yet, for a girl of 18 as she then was, solemn, feeling as she did, standing there at the open window, that something awful was about to happen, looking at the flowers, at the trees, with the smoke winding off them, and the rooks rising, falling, standing and looking, until Peter Walsh said, musing among the vegetables, "Was that it? I prefer men to cauliflowers. Was that it?" He must have said it at breakfast one morning when she'd gone out onto the terrace. Peter Walsh. He would be back from India one of these days, June or July, she forgot which, for his letters were awfully dull. It was his sayings one remembered. His eyes, his pocket knife, his smile, his grumpiness, and when millions of things had utterly vanished, how strange it was. A few sayings, like this, about cabbages. She stiffened a little on the curb, waiting for Dirtnell's van to pass. A charming woman, Scrope Purvis thought her, knowing her, as one does know people who live next door to one in Westminster. A touch of the bird about her, of the jay, blue-green, light, vivacious, though she was over 50 and grown very white since her illness. There she perched, never seeing him, waiting to cross, very upright. For having lived in Westminster, how many years now, over 20, one feels, even in the midst of the traffic, or waking at night, Clarissa was positive, a particular hush or solemnity, an indescribable...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?